We do all sorts of things to avoid this, to avoid this moment, to avoid experiencing, to avoid this life. And most of the time, we do this without noticing what or even that we are doing. The doing, the things that we do, and what we can call self-centered habits, seem natural to us, and we assume, believe even, that others are doing something similar. Therefore, we must have practice antidotes, so to speak, antidotes for what we are doing. What we are doing seemingly naturally, the seemingly natural picking and choosing of likes and dislikes, hates, fears, and so forth. Antidotes that we truly never need. Antidotes that we truly must have and must make good use of. In simple terms, this that we can call practice effort is to notice, and in noticing, to counter or to cease doing the specific self-centered poison of the moment, the various self-centered poisons which entangle us, fortify our habits, and even justify the caught holding to beliefs and attachments that we do. In noticing is the opportunity of experiencing, of being this moment as is. We always are this experiencing. Experiencing is neither inside nor outside, not mine, not of others. We are not a bag of skin and bones, and we are not other than this here now. This, if I say in this way, this bag of skin, bones, universe, this sky, clouds, right here now. Let me bring up a text. This is Chan Master Seng Chao's medical prescription to cure the afflictions. That sort of title. It's a trope. In Buddha Dharma, the trope of Buddha Dharma as a medicine for afflictions, for dukkha of suffering, for the dukkha of harming. There are many ways where this trope of prescription and medicine exists, this theme. Among them, you might be familiar with the medicine Buddha. Or in the Heart Sutra, which just was recited, there's the phrase, relieving suffering and pain. That's a medicine trope. There are later Chan masters, such as Hongshi, who has a text that's titled The Acupuncture Needle of Zazen. And Dogen has even a commentary on this and rewrites it in his own text of Acupuncture Needle of Zazen. So I'll bring up this Chan Master Seng Chao's medical prescription to cure the afflictions. First, 1 ounce of teaching of emptiness. Take it to know all internal and external views. It's knowing all internal and external views for what they are. That's the 1 ounce of teaching of emptiness. Quote, 2 ounces of ceasing external conditions. Take it to know that ultimately there's nothing to attain. Close quote. This is most valuable. Nothing to attain. Of course, this means nothing lacking right now. As you are, as this life is. Nothing lacking, nothing to attain, nothing to gain. And yet we get to notice where these external conditions run us sometimes. External can even be internal. So that's, we need the practice aspect, facet of ceasing external conditions. Quote, 1 ounce of contemplation of emptiness. Take it to know the truths of suffering, of insubstantiality, meaning non-self, and impermanence. Close quote. So notice that Master Seng Chao says, contemplation or meditation or practice of emptiness here. Practice being this emptiness. This, if I say it in a strange way, embodying and living this emptiness. Contemplation of emptiness. Next aspect of this medical prescriptions. 2 ounces of non-self. Grasp the knowledge that there is no difference between oneself and others. Close quote. Yes, grasp is to realize, to know this for ourself, for yourself. Know this over and over, we have to know it, because unfortunately there's habits of being caught in self-centeredness, which of course means habits of being caught in otherness and differences between self and others, and all the values that we add on to that. Some more items of this prescription. Quote, 1 ounce of resisting the flow of transmigration. Take it in order not to enter the dharmas of form, sound, smell, taste, touch. Close quote. The flow of habits, dreams, and self-centeredness that he's talking about here. Meaning, when he says not to enter, means not to get caught in. Resisting the flow is the entanglements of caught and holding, which can create all sorts of troubles. And the point is to simply notice when we are entering the dharmas of form, believing the therein, thereby stories about form, sound, smell, taste, touch. Therefore, ceasing to hold to those beliefs, we can then just be form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and just be the flow of it, as opposed to being caught in the flow. 2 ounces of distancing oneself from desires. Take it in order not to depend on or dwell in existence. Notice what he means, what he says here. He's not saying that there's a problem with them arising. It's the depending on them and dwelling in them, dwelling in, which is what we talk about, likes and dislikes and variations of the self other dreams. That's the caught in self-centered dream. No problem with the dreams coming and going. But when we act it out and get into trouble with it, is the opportunity to notice that we are entangled in it. They just come and go. They're just part of being human. Likes and dislikes come and go. No problems with them, except if we get angry when we don't get our likes. When we get sad when someone else is getting something that we like. Or how we are with what we dislike appearing in the universe in the forms of these self-other dreams. So Joko, in a way, has her way of summing all this up. Joko says, quote, all your practice can boil down to, am I here? We're hardly ever here. Coming back, close quote. See? The whole of practice is in looking, sensing, am I here? If you find you are not here, right here is your practice effort opportunity, our practice effort opportunity, right here. Always so. See, Joko makes it very simple. All, quote, all your practice can boil down to, am I here? We're hardly ever here. Coming back, close quote. And coming back is always to right this moment. Nowhere else to come back. This is ongoing practice for each of us, for all of us, throughout our life, throughout our day. And it's always in terms of our life and our dreams. Yes, formal zazen, daily formal zazen is very important. And ongoing zazening throughout the day is vital. If we sit once a week with others and then forget practice, presence, forget looking, am I here? Forget it for the rest of the week. Or if we sit once a day and then forget it for the rest of the day, then the sitting is nice, but not much use the rest of the time. That's enough for now. Thank you very much. I want to bring up one other thing. Actually, it's two things. I want to remind all of us that there's a sesshin coming up at the second weekend of November, which begins Thursday night and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then there's another sesshin in January, which is starts the Wednesday night before Martin Luther King weekend. I don't know the dates, but in January. And then, so it's Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and ends late Sunday night, the Sunday before Martin Luther King Day. So I hope some of you, all of you, can attend some of it, all of it. Thank you.